1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open. 37272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Kicking off, let's go to Pansy. Pansy, welcome to the show.
Yes, my grandson is real depressed.
Okay.
And he's graduated from high school, and he works, and he's supposed to start college this fall, but he's really depressed. He was talking about jumping off a bridge, and he wanted to hurt somebody, and just things like that, and I was wondering what kind of blood test and stuff that his mother should get ran on him.
Well, when it comes down to brain chemistry, they're going to, they can look at serotonin levels, dopamine, acetylcholine, and the norepinephrine and epinephrine. So if you just go to your doctor or have her go and just tell them that you want to take a look at his baseline neurotransmitters and just see what, you know, see what they look like and see how they are kind of playing out, that'll be one of the best things you can do, is to figure out exactly what's going on from that perspective. That's first and foremost. That's what I would look at first, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that everything is kind of lining up brain chemistry-wise. There's a lot nutritionally that he can do to work with the brain chemistry and get things balanced out. But first, you got to find out what the blood chemistry levels are, and then also other nutritional deficiencies as well. You want to look at all the B vitamins. You want to B6, B12, make sure they're okay, folate. There's one called 5-MTHFR, which is a huge component now we're starting to learn about. 5-methyltetrahydrofolate is just the conversion of that now is dependent on how well all the B vitamins are working and really how well brain chemistry is going to be working overall. And I know that's just a bunch of fancy terms to you. But if you have her go to the doctor and say, look, I want to have all his brain chemistry and vitamins and minerals run, they can run a full panel on that. And they can check all that out and make sure everything is where it needs to be. And if it's not, don't bank on the physicians coming up with a nutritional plan, because we just don't know a lot. Physicians aren't trained that way. You'll need to find a good dietitian or nutritionist or even someone in more of the alternative healthcare field that can help, because a lot of times when it comes down to brain chemistry, that's the way you have to go, and someone else will have to get on the nutritional side to help. Now, they may offer medical reasons to do certain things, and you can go that direction. But again, those decisions are strictly up to you guys, all right? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Now, if you're like me, I'm really big on things like probiotics. I'm really big on fermented vegetables, fermented foods, yogurt. I'm big on keeping the digestive tract healthy and putting the right kind of bacteria back in. The reason being, we know for a fact with so much of the research out there that when you get the right bacteria, the immune system goes up. Elimination, digestion, all of that improves. And when you start getting all of that to improve, then you really start empowering people and their health all the way around. So first and foremost, that is a huge key. Now, gut bacteria, they're saying in obesity and diabetes, all of these play a role, and they play a role together. So according to a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, a gut bacterium A, which is the foremost bacteria in the gut's nutrient-dense mucus layer, they're saying now when they're at normal or at lower than normal levels in both obese mice and mice with type 2 diabetes. So they're saying that the bacteria itself could be playing a critical role in these two common conditions. Mucinophilia, which is a certain bacteria, when it increases, the improving functioning of the gut lining results in the reversal of fat mass, inflammation, and insulin resistance. Now, that is incredible information. So think about what antibiotics do. They get rid of all the bacteria. They kill everything because the infection, they want to get rid of it. And they work. They work great. But rebuilding the good bacteria is something that we never really did. And when all the bacteria would be gone, people's, their health would just, you know, just really deteriorate. And now that we're learning that the bacteria is so beneficial and so important, getting the right kind of bacteria in and rebuilding the bacteria could be your key to your overall health in so many different areas. So jumping rope, they're saying, can disturb the gut hormones. A Japanese study published in the February issue of Appetite found that the up and down motion of certain exercises like jumping rope or rebounding disrupted appetite regulating hormones released by the gut. So they're saying exercise that involves vertical movement may curb hunger more than other exercise. And since it causes greater gut disturbance, which may promote the appetite suppression, then researchers monitored appetite gut hormones and surveyed hunger rates of 15 men who, depending on the day, either jumped rope or rode stationary bikes, and found that 25 minutes into exercising, the men were less hungry and craved fatty foods less after jumping rope than after cycling. Interesting. Here's another little tidbit for you. Gut bugs, gender, and diabetes. Research now published in the Journal of Science highlighted the unlikely way to block the development of type 1 diabetes in female mice, exposing them to the gut bacteria from the gastrointestinal tracts of male mice. It was completely unexpected to find that the sex of animals determined aspects of the gut microbes. And so bottom line is our findings suggested that potential strategies for using normal gut bacteria to block progression of insulin-dependent diabetes in kids who have high genetic risk were very interesting. So for kids that deal with multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and Crohn's disease, lupus, allergies, and asthma, just a host of them, the gut bacteria is playing a key role. And also they're saying the gut bacteria helps babies grow. Now, we've known this for quite some time, but Norwegian researchers recently now uncovered, so this is probiotics, folks. These are simple foods that you get, fermented foods like kimchi, a lot of the fermented vegetables, and then like sauerkraut. I mean, all these kind of foods that are just out there, just eating these foods on a daily basis can help you lose body fat, can help your immune system, can help your digestion. I mean, dealing with things like multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid, Crohn's, allergies, asthma. I mean, the list goes on. Really, really simple to add back into your diet. But these Norwegian researchers found that infant growth rates skyrocketed when the healthy bacteria were good in the baby. So as the gut is healthy, so the baby is healthy, they're finding out. So probiotics for your kids, talk to the pediatricians, but they're starting to come around now more, and you'll see them suggesting it a lot more as part of the normal routine. Been that way for a lot of the alternative practitioners, but now mainstream is coming along. Again, takes the studies. Understand, it's part of the system. And valid as well. But anyway, good info with gut bacteria, probiotics, fermented foods makes a difference, especially with how much of the antibiotics we've bombarded with throughout the years. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call or go online, healthcoachradio.com. More healthy talk radio when we come back. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, we're talking about toxins in the environment, big, big deal. All right, whatever you put in your body becomes your body, right? Whatever you put on your skin, about 75% of that absorbs into the skin, goes into the bloodstream, and becomes part of your body. So the reality is that all these toxic chemicals in our environment, from our chemicals that we spray on, the cleaning supplies, a lot of the personal care products that are out there, a lot of them can really affect a lot of things in our body. It's just things that we need to make sure that we minimize. I mean, I know they're in the environment, but things that we can control, you definitely want to minimize. So, but they're saying pesticides are such a big deal. Now, they're saying it may raise Parkinson's risk. So country living could be hazardous to the health, they say. According to a new analysis published in Neurology, pesticides such as bug and weed killers in rural living may lead to a higher risk of Parkinson's disease. The analysis took data from 104 studies. They used questionnaires to determine chemical exposure and Parkinson's disease diagnoses. So subjects were broken down by their exposure to chemicals and where they lived and various lifestyle choices, such as whether they farm for a living or typically drink well water. Researchers found that exposure to different chemicals and solvents was linked to an increased risk for Parkinson's disease up to about 80%. Study subjects exposed to pesticides were two-thirds more likely to develop the disease. Now, rural living was tied to about 75% overall increased risk for the Parkinson's, and well water drinking was linked to about 66% increase. They said we didn't study whether type or what type of exposure that was going on, whether the compound was inhaled or absorbed through the skin or other methods of applications, said Dr. Sarita, who's a physician at the University Hospital in San Mateo in Pavia, Italy. So, however, the study suggests that the risk increases in dose-response manner as the length of exposure to these chemicals increases. So as more, you know, as longer you're exposed to the chemicals, the higher risk that you have, bottom line, is what they're saying. And she was saying that it leads to other conditions like COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and asthma, according to the recent research. So again, be cautious where you are and cautious with the chemicals. If you are around the chemicals, if you're a farmer, there are a lot of organic type pesticides now that are not harmful. You might want to do some research and go find some of those to use on the crops and the farm and that sort of thing. So, skipping checkups, they say, now could land your child in the hospital. This is interesting. Every time your child misses a regularly scheduled medical checkup, it raises their risk of hospitalization, according to the New American Journal of Managed Care. Researchers at the hospital group in Seattle found that children who missed at least half their routine well child visits were more likely to end up hospitalized than kids who made their appointments, especially if they had a chronic condition like asthma. The researchers followed 20,000 children from birth to 3 years until their first hospital stay, whichever came first. During that time, 9 well child visits would have been scheduled. Regular preventative care for children with special needs and chronic conditions is even more important given the risk of possible complications for their conditions. And so, kids definitely need to go see the pediatricians and stay on target with the visits and make sure that you're following all the protocols. It's a big key. So the high-risk times are saying for heart failure now in deaths have increased. So there may never be a good time to go to the hospital, but sometimes can be worse than others. A new report in the Journal of American Medical Association, researchers reveal that the riskiest times for patients with congestive heart failure to die are late at night on Fridays and in January. So their findings come from a 14-year big data population study involving 900,000 heart failure patients from different hospitals in the New York State, University of Colorado, and Denver also participated in this. The reason, according to experts, may be hospital staffing. When the staffing was the lowest, the risk of dying was the highest. In this era, increased healthcare costs and healthcare reform, hospitals are being asked to trim budgets to cut staffing in order to remain solvent. The ultimate cost, though, is the care of the patient. And cardiologist Dr. Kevin Campbell at the University of North Carolina
Chapel Hill said that at night the patient-to-nurse ratio sometimes doubles during that of what it is during the day. And additionally, one more or more experienced nursing staff is typically on the day shift due to seniority and the ability to make requests for better schedules. This leaves a lot of new grads on the floor alone at night and on the weekends. So again, definitely lays out some issues of why people don't do so well. And it comes down to staffing. It really does. So many times, that's a big, big key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. So the question is, what are your lifestyle choices like? And what kind of choices are you making every single day? That's a big key. Because the reality is, If you're eating well and you're exercising on a regular basis, we know for a fact that research has proven that you will improve your overall health. Bottom line, you decrease body fat, belly fat specifically, organ fat, which is that brown fat that can get around different organ systems, which is very, very dangerous to the body. That comes from exercise. It highly in the oxidation of the fat cells and gets rid of them. So even if you just get out and walk 10 minutes a day, or rebound on a little mini trampoline, or go walk to the mailbox and back a lot. That can make a difference. So get into a better lifestyle. The show is about that. It's not hard, folks. It's actually pretty darn simple. But with all the new information coming out there about health and what we can do to really go to that next level, it makes a difference. All it takes is a step to change. And you're the one. You're the catalyst to make that happen. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can ask me a question there. And also all the information that we're talking about can be found on the web. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, hello.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going now to the lines and go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello. How are you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, buddy. What's going on? How can I help?
Yeah, we were talking to a lady earlier, and I guess she was taking some Seroquel, and she was gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, some of those psychotic medications will make you gain weight and get diabetes, and that's how I got diabetes from one of the psycho medications. And I got diabetes. One thing about that, I was doing it okay with this diet, and I was taking Glyburide for a while, but then I was doing with that, and then I saw my doctor earlier in March, and he wanted me to get on Metformin, and I was taking it off and on because my blood sugar was okay, and then it would go high, and then I would take the Metformin. Then I saw him again. He said to take it twice a day. So I said, well, I'm just going to do it religiously. So I was taking one in the morning, one at night. And then after that, I start getting sick. I start getting these headaches in the morning. And even if I ate some anything with carbohydrates, my blood sugar would go very high and just kind of just peeing all day. So I stopped taking it, and I feel a whole lot better. So is there something I could do for that? Any kind of medication does that for me. I had shingles, and the shingles medication did the same thing. My blood sugar went up to 400, And before that, I had went into the hospital, and I had the pneumonia and blood clots, but I think it was due to the medications I was taking. And my blood sugar went also high when I was in the hospital for the pneumonia and the blood clots, and I had to take injections there for my diabetes.
Well, I think the biggest issue that you step up with first is making sure you're eating in a way, like when you say diabetes, I mean, you want to start eating in a way that supports the body when you're dealing with things like diabetes, like blood sugar levels. And that's the first and foremost. Blood sugar, like with diabetes, is always an issue. And it's not hard to really eat that way. It's just relearning. And the big key with blood sugar-related issues is, number one, making sure that you drop any weight, any excess weight that you got. So coming up with a plan to do that. And then also making sure you manage blood sugar levels. The goal is when you eat a meal, you want to have a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. The proteins and the fats help to regulate the blood sugar level fluctuations. So that's always a big key, first and foremost, is to make sure that you're doing the right things there. So you want to do multiple meals throughout the day too, not just one or two big meals. But eating about five small meals a day will keep blood sugar levels stabilized and really support the body all the way around. And you can do that fairly simply. Again, you know, eat at, say, 7 a.m., then at 10, then around 1, and around 4, and then at 7 again. And it's stabilized. And it does a great, great job at working on that. And that's why when you're asking me brain chemistry or anything else with blood sugar, if it's not stabilized, and I'm sure it's managed with medicine and all that, but if it's not stabilized, then it's going to get to a place where it's tough to balance other areas. And that's what you want to get involved with first, is you want to make sure everything is balanced. So that's the direction I would go. Now, do you have any kind of workout routine? Have you started one? Are you looking to do one? What's your thought on that?
I used to go to the gym for a while, then I stopped going because there are some issues over there. And now the weather gets warmer, I want to start doing my fast walking and jogging here on Broadway. But what I do at night, if not every night, it's every other night, I do some squats with weights, and I do some lifting with my arms. I do that. I do like a 110 reps with my arms nonstop. So I'm getting a little bit more muscular now.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a major, major deal, is to make sure that you're staying on top of that. And it's consistency. You know, some days may be less intense than others, but it's making sure that you do something on a regular basis. But, you know, if it's something that you used to do, you used to exercise, used to, make the present you're used to. You know what I mean? So it's like, just make it happen. Go do it now. So many people, when I ask them about exercise, they tell me about, well, I used to play basketball every day. Or I used to exercise. And I get that. And I know you're just telling me that. And that's cool. I want to know your history. But let's make that the present. And it's not about when it's pretty outside, that's when you begin. Or it's not snowing, or the weather's getting nicer. Even if it's rain, sleet, or snow, doesn't matter if it's 20 degrees outside, if you create a habit and it becomes part of your lifestyle, the weather doesn't depict. I mean, the weather doesn't decide whether you eat or not. No matter what it's doing outside, you're going to eat, period, right? And no matter what it's doing outside, you have to pay your bills. Like the weather, if it's sleeting, you don't just say, well, it's a pretty day, I think I'm going to pay my rent. Or it's raining outside, I'm not paying my rent. Really? Okay, well, they'll come take your apartment or your house or your mortgage. So it's one of those things with exercise, and I always challenge people to make that a part of your lifestyle. Because if you've got diabetes going on and any kind of brain chemistry instability, it is better or as good than any pill you could ever take. It's the tough one because it's the one that's not easy. I mean, it's very easy to pop a pill and swallow it and move on. It takes effort to create that and to push yourself. But I can tell you that if you're looking for kind of the keys and the secrets and, you know, what are my opinions? The medications and all that, and their natural supplements that can help support these different areas, they're helpful, but there's really no silver bullet. And I really feel like the things that we work the hardest with tend to be more like the silver bullets in our lives. And definitely exercise plays a huge, huge role in that equation. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Keep me posted on how things go as well. Shoot me an email. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from an Anatole Royard. It says, there was a time when we expected nothing of our children but obedience, as opposed to the present when we expect everything of them but obedience. Interesting how the generations have changed. That's for sure. They say little tot, your toddler or tot, the sleep differences they're saying now are due to genes, environment as well. A new study of twins suggests that genes may play a big role in how long babies and toddlers sleep at night. While environment is key during nap time, researchers found that among nearly 1,000 twins they followed to age 4, genes seem to explain much of the difference among the youngsters' nighttime sleep habits. In contrast, napping seemed mainly dependent on the environmental setting, especially for toddlers and preschoolers. So does it mean the amount of sleep your little one gets at night is out of your control? Well, not really. Lead researcher on the study in the Journal of Pediatrics said that parents should not give up on trying to correct inadequate sleep duration or bad habits early in childhood. Because, for one, the study was found that the environment did matter, babies and toddlers' nighttime sleep, and even seemed to overshadow genes by the age of 18. So the reasons for the findings were unclear, but she said it makes sense that the environment would really matter more at the age of 18 months versus 6 months, and when the maturation of the brain may be key in infants' ability to sleep for longer stretches at night. So there's no clear explanation, though, for why genetic influences became stronger again after the age of 18 months, Touche said. So a sleep researcher got involved in the study, said it was not really possible to break down children's sleep into nature versus nurture. Everything, they said, is a complex interaction between genes and environment. I agree. So at the University of Virginia in Morgantown, a lot of this was done, and they said it's not possible to parse out what proportion of the young children's sleep duration is due to genes and what's environment. So the battle here in this little study they're talking about is that there's really no clear-cut answers, and they're looking for sleep patterns, because if you've got a young infant or a toddler, and maybe they sleep well and the other one doesn't, or vice versa, well, what do you do? And what is it? What are the root causes? I mean, a lot of times diet can play a role, I can tell you that. So you might want to think about cutting out gluten from the child's diet. That's, you know, all your breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods. You know, that's one way to go for sure. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that the kids are eating healthy, that they're getting the right kind of nutrients. All of those factors play a role. And if the children are not getting what they need nutritionally, their sleep patterns are going to, you know, be a major issue. And also make sure that parents are supportive of their kids, both of them. So make sure one child's not getting favorited over the other, because, again, that can create some issues with the kids as well. I mean, major issues, believe it or not, if the children don't think, if one parent's favoriting the other, which it happens in every family. But if you can minimize that, that's going to be a key, because self-esteem is critical at any age. And their ability to sleep, their ability to maintain good, proper habits, all of that is very important. So just make sure that the stability is there. But if the nutrition's not there, if they're eating junk food and eating whatever, and you're not really monitoring that, that is going to play a big role. And so make sure they're getting everything they need. Look at vitamin D levels in your kids. Make sure they're getting plenty of fish oils. Talk to your pediatrician about that. And also probiotics. New research is out on that, and we're knowing that it's a huge deal. So again, sleep patterns with all of us, but especially our kids, can make a big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, check it out. Our network is growing around the country. We'll be right back. Hi,
This is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. Show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on. But the reality is that the body can get sick. It can also get well. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And the reality is if you need to lose weight, you need to feel better, have more energy. You're in a fog, you're in a funk and don't know how to get out. You can. You don't have to be stuck. And on this show, we want to help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. And you can. You really don't have to be stuck. You can move to the next level. But the reality is, at the end of the day, making sure that your choices are the right ones is the absolute key. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And if you've got friends or family members or loved ones that need help, make sure to let us know that as well. We're going to go to Ryan now. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, great. Welcome.
All right. Quick question for you. I'm kind of struggling a little bit with losing weight. I mean, I've lost some, but it's still not enough fat. I also have a front ventral diastasis. So even though I'm losing weight, my belly's going down. It still looks like my belly is out there.
Now, have the doctors worked with you? Have you worked with anybody on that or no?
They said the only option is surgery, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wouldn't either. Here's the key. When it comes down to the belly still sticking out and all that, it comes down to diet. So why don't you talk to me about your eating habits? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you normally do now?
Okay, breakfast, normally eat a bowl of oatmeal, maybe have a piece of toast and a glass of orange juice. Then I'll have a light meal snack. Then I'll have lunch, which usually consists of eating a sandwich on whole wheat, no cheese. Then I'll snack again around 2 o'clock and then eat dinner around 6, which usually is a surprise for day to day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
None of it's fried. It's all broiled or baked. So, I mean, I've cut down seriously on my carbs and increase my protein intake, trying to help boost my metabolism up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, the reality is with that is you've got to make sure you keep cortisol levels down. Cortisol is a stress hormone. And the main thing you want to do with that in the cortisol levels, keeping them really low is... It takes some work because you got to eat multiple meals throughout the day. You got to cut out things like coffee, foods that can raise cortisol levels. Switch over to green tea. Green tea can actually lower cortisol levels and reduce body fat, belly fat. It works phenomenal. I mean, it's absolutely great. Another key for kind of getting those levels down, testosterone and growth hormone and estrogen. Now, these are blood tests you can get done with your primary care physician. But, you know, you need to have them take a look at it because one of the issues that I've seen with it is that when those levels get off and
the cortisol levels get too elevated or the estrogen gets too elevated, it makes it really tough. I mean, you can eat perfectly, but not really be able to get the results that you're looking for. And, you know, obviously, at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're getting everything that you need. Now, exercise is the key, but don't overdo it. I mean, about 35 to 40 minutes a day is perfect. I mean, you don't really need to do more than that. And, you know, bottom line is you can do that on a regular basis and actually do quite well. Now, here's a big key, too, just to lay that out. In your diet, in your routine, proteins, fats, and carbs, about 5 meals a day, small meals, will keep the metabolism up, keeps the thyroid working well, which is, you know, kind of the governor over the metabolic rate. So that's really big. Green tea extract, you can get it in a supplement form, and CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, both of those have really good research on them as far as the reduction of belly fat and maintaining good lean muscle tissue. So those are keys. But I would look at those hormones, because in the hormones, most people's growth hormone, just so you know, is like 0.5. I mean, when it should be around 5.0 on the blood test, which means your output of your number one primary hormone system in the body is extremely low. So building that up is going to be a huge piece as well. So, again, you want to make sure that you're getting the right kind of nutrients in, that you're getting the right kind of foods in. All of that is critical. So I would just look at that as you're walking through this. And in the morning time, if you start out with a shake, I would do some type of meal replacement shake that's organic. Start it with fresh berries, something that your body can easily digest and absorb. And you start off with a good overview as far as proteins and nutrients go. And that can be a big key too. But exercise, morning cardio, at least 5 days a week, about 20 minutes right before you eat, as long as blood sugar levels are simply stabilized, that's a good way to go too. So again, there's multiple ways to do it, but it's about making sure that you do what works for you. And I like mixing up weights and cardio and keeping the 5-meal-a-day routine going on. That's what I do with most people, and we do with most of our coaching clients that we work with and a lot of our wellness providers around the country. It's a formula that they follow that would get great results. So when you hit that plateau, it usually comes down to hormones, and it's tweaking the little tricks that you can follow to lose those extra pounds. All right, thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to this show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.